This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touched down in Paris today. He'll meet with French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday before heading to Turkey, Israel, and several other countries in his seven-nation tour. A French official said that Macron is receiving Pompeo at the Secretary of State's request and in, quote, full transparency with President-elect Joe Biden's team, end quote, adding that contacts with Biden are established and operational. President Donald Trump has not conceded the U.S. election, but many world leaders are already turning their attention to Biden, who is largely projected to take over as the U.S. president in January. France, like many allies, has had sharp disagreements with Trump on issues from climate change to trade to Iran. In Jerusalem, Pompeo will see Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a close partner of Trump, but who has congratulated Biden. Other countries Pompeo will visit include Saudi Arabia, on which Biden has vowed to press harder on human rights. The U.S. Secretary of State will also visit Gulf states, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. The country of Georgia is also on the list. Georgia is a U.S. ally that has just gone through an election disputed by the losing side. Lebanese Security Chief Abbas Ibrahim visited Damascus after a trip to Washington as part of efforts to free U.S. citizen Austin Tice, who is being detained in Syria. Lebanese media is reporting this today. Ibrahim told local media that he went on a two-day visit to Damascus and contacted Tice's mother to tell her that he would continue to work on her son's file. U.S. President Donald Trump has adopted the case of the freelance journalist and former U.S. Marine who disappeared while reporting in Syria in 2012. This is VOA News. Villagers outside of Nagorno-Karabakh set their homes on fire Saturday before fleeing to Armenia ahead of a weekend deadline that will see disputed territory handed over to Azerbaijan as part of a peace agreement. Residents of the Kalbahar district in Azerbaijan that was controlled by Armenian separatists for decades began a mass exodus this week. It was announced Azerbaijan would regain control of this area on Sunday. Fighting between the separatists backed by Armenian troops and the Azerbaijan army erupted over the Nagorno-Karabakh breakaway region in late September and raged for 6 weeks. Armenia on Saturday said that 2,317 of its fighters were killed in the clashes, an increase of nearly 1,000 deaths compared to the last confirmed death toll among Armenian fighters. Azerbaijan has not revealed its military casualties, and the real toll after weeks of fighting is expected to be much higher. The two ex-Soviet rivals agreed to end hostilities earlier this week after previous efforts by Russia, France, and the United States to get a ceasefire fell through. A key part of the peace deal includes Armenia's return of three districts by December 1st, which have been held by Armenians since a devastating war in the 1990s. Well, Diwali is meant to be the festival of light, but the coronavirus pandemic has dimmed that light for many of India's 1.3 billion people celebrating the biggest Hindu holiday on Saturday. High pollution levels are also affecting celebrations. New Delhi has banned firecrackers because of sky-high pollution levels, and while people still throng markets, traders said COVID-19 had scared them off spending. With 8.7 million cases, India has the world's second highest coronavirus infection count behind the United States. About 130,000 people have died from COVID-19 in India since February, and Delhi is going through a new surge with nearly 8,000 new cases a day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and most of his ministers put out traditional Diwali greetings. May everyone be prosperous and healthy, Modi told his 63.5 million Twitter followers. But the government is struggling to kickstart an economy that is expected to shrink by nearly 10% this year because of the pandemic crisis. Millions across the country have lost their jobs. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Berman, VOA News. VOA.